Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Hap and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. The season of miracles continues. The Chicago Bears are going to advance to the division round with an improbable 31-27 win. It just went final. The Bears hold on the final drive for Green Bay, who needed a touchdown, and come up empty. Chicago Bears hold and will move on in the NFL playoffs with a 31-27 win. You know, I wasn't going to believe exactly what OB was talking about with this divine intervention stuff, but completely outplayed. Down 21-3 at the half. The Bears scored 25 points in the fourth quarter. They scored 28 of their 31 in the second half. And they hold on for a heart-palpitating 31-27 win over the Green Bay Packers. I mean, if I didn't see it with my own two eyes, Hamp, I don't know if I would have believed it.
We're going to have somebody tell us what happened, because, I mean, I can't believe what I saw. And three things. Number one, okay, once again, the chronic, you know, crippling first half put us in a hole that nobody in their right mind would think we could come out of, but wow, what a resilience. In the second half, somehow the defense found, you know, an ability to stop Green Bay. And then at the very end, you know, they were able to hang on by their fingernails. What a win. I got to tell you, you know.
Divine intervention number seven.
It has been, 85 years since we beat Green Bay in a playoff game. This is one I don't think, you know, that last Green Bay game, nobody will ever forget. Well, forget that.
Yeah.
This one was one for the books. And I got to tell you, the way this game played out, it was a calamity for the Bears in the first half and then a calamity for the Packers in the second half. I got to tell you, the resilience of this team is astonishing. It's just breathtaking.
Well, listen, congratulations to the Bears. My God, we're at home. And we're home again, aren't we?
Yes.
Should be, yes.
I believe we're the next game also in the playoffs. We will be at home. And there were so many things in this game that were really hard to understand from, I'm talking about their coach and our coach. Okay? I mean, you had Green Bay come out. They had the game in control. What was it, 21-3?
21-3 at the half.
21-3. Yeah. And they come out and they try running the ball, pounding it up the middle between the 2 and the 3 and the 0 and the 1 gap, okay? And the 4 gap. And they couldn't gain a yard. And they never stopped doing it. And it came down to third down, and it always came to a miracle throw to get a first down. And that didn't happen. So, Green Bay coaches, you get an F. Our coaches, I'm going to give them an A, Dan, for keeping this team in and for calling the right plays to score. To score. That's it.
Well,
simple.
I got to tell you, Matt LaFleur put on a master class of play calling and execution in the first half. And then in the second half, it's all evaporated.
Fell apart.
And you know what? Hey, to Dennis Allen's credit, and again, he doesn't have the greatest players on the defensive side of the ball, but they were able to scratch and claw and get a chance for us to get back in the game. You know, they went on three drives for touchdowns to start the contest. And then after that, they lost it on downs and punt, punt, missed field goal, punt, punt. And then they go back and score again. And then, you know, then here we go and we take the ball down and score. Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, this thing was, it's enough to make you dizzy.
The first two quarters, the first half of the game, we score a total of 3 points. Colson Loveland caught one pass. One pass. Komet, our other tight end, zero. Second half, we came out, and somebody had to wake up our coaching staff. I don't know if it was our quarterback or if it was our tight ends going to the coaches. And we finally went to our tight ends. And what happens? They open up the passing game. That's what they do. We have talented people at that position. And you got to give Caleb Williams a chance to utilize them. And when you don't call their number, I'm talking about Colson Loveman and Komet, the ball is not going to go anywhere. We can't score points. We can't convert on third down. You see it. It's right in front of you. The entire first half, one catch by our tight ends. Second half, I don't know what the numbers are, Andy, but I'll tell you what. Colson Loveland caught, I think, an awful lot of passes. I don't know how many.
Yeah, he finished with 8 catches for 137 yards. He was targeted 15 times.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. And a couple of those I thought were catches. He dropped one, and then another time he was stripped, and yet they didn't call it a catch.
And who else made our offense move when we needed them? Our two running backs, Swift, especially Swift. He came through on some great runs. Monungai, power runner with speed. But I'll tell you, the guys that make it happen, our offensive line, our tight ends, they make it happen. You don't have, again, I tell you a million times, folks, you don't have those five guys up front. There's nothing happening. You're not running the ball. You're not throwing it. They really stood up and played a hell of a game. They never quit. They never quit.
And, you know, we went into this game, you know, talking about the deficiency we have rushing the passer, even though, you know, in the third quarter, they rushed the passer pretty well. In the fourth quarter, again, you know, Love was all day back in the pocket. But, Andy, the part about this game that is just almost hard to believe is our inefficiency in the red zone through three quarters. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, a combination of better offensive execution and the Packers were wore out.
Yes, they were.
They were wore out, folks. And let me tell you something. I've been out on the field after an offense kind of buzzsaws you like that, and it's a sick feeling. But I got to tell you, hats off to not only, you know, the coaches. They really did an awful job in the first half, both sides of the ball. But in the second half, a combination of the coaches and the players' will. You talked about it, OB, in the pregame. Hey, go out there and play like there's no tomorrow, and with every fiber. That's what these kids did.
It's got to come.
It was amazing.
It's got to come from inside, Dan. Each and every player on both sides of the ball. It has to have, you have to have that burning desire, folks, no matter what, no matter how tired you are or how many mistakes you've made or whatever you've been doing out there for 60 minutes. It's got to come from within. It's got to burn. You got to make it happen. You've got to make it happen. And guess what? 60 minutes of football, you got to play 60, not 59. You play 60 minutes of football, and my God, we came back again with another miracle finish. And again, I'm going to take my words that I use.
Divine intervention.
I'm telling you something. There's something, folks. There's something going on. Really magical, if not more than magical. You can't have this come down to the last seconds for the last 6, 7, 8 games. My God. It's unbelievable.
OB, think about this. Their kicker missed two makeable field goals and the crucial extra point
unbelievable.
That forced them to try to go for a touchdown at the very end. How does an NFL kicker look himself in the mirror after missing an extra point to take a 4-point lead and he misses it?
He misses the field goals and whatever.
And the extra point.
Danny.
Divine intervention.
And to our listeners, sometimes there's things that are really not explainable, okay? And this is a season that I can't explain it to you, folks. The only thing that I can come up with is what I've been saying, but I'm going to tell you what. We're winning these games on miracle plays at the end of the game. That's what the hell is going on. And who's to say we can't take it all the way to the Super Bowl? And who's to say we can't wind up being a Super Bowl / world champions? There's no stopping us now. These kids got to start. You talk about somebody believing, they got to start believing in themselves, which I think they are. And I think they have, Dan.
Well, it was 5,453 days since the last, you know, playoff victory.
15 years.
15 years since the 5,453 days, and the Bears did it tonight.
Improbable as it was, it counts as a win.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, 31-27, Bears over the Packers. Again, to be determined as far as next weekend is concerned. We don't know if it's going to be.
Well, we'll be at home.
We'll be at home. That's the only thing we know, Saturday or Sunday.
Probably see the Eagles.
Yeah, right now the Eagles and the 49ers yet to play tomorrow, and that will determine a whole bunch because the Rams won. They're the 5 seed. So basically what happens is Seattle gets the lowest seed remaining. So if the 49ers happen to win that game, 49ers would go to Seattle. The Rams would come to Chicago. If the Eagles win, we'll get the Eagles.
That's it.
Let me tell you something. That's who I want to see would be the Eagles. Are you kidding me? When we play them in Philadelphia, that team looked like they were dead and somebody forgot to tell them.
Well, the highlight there, courtesy of Amazon Prime, the great Al Michaels there. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. 31-27, Bears win.
I don't think I've ever heard Al Michaels saying a crazy one, but it was a crazy one. Folks, I got to tell you, I've been watching the NFL a long time, 40-something years. I don't know if I've ever seen anything as breathtaking as what happened right in our backyard at Soldier Field. Think about this. The Packers look like a machine the first half. 21-3 lead, and I mean, we had no answers for them on defense. Our offense looked like it was befuddled. We had no continuity with the quarterback, the trying to get anything going. And then all of a sudden at halftime, it's like they waved the magic wand. And the Pope decided to send up a blessing. And the next thing you know, we go out and stop them the first two drives. And then we take the ball and go down and score. And voila, we're back in it. And again, you got to, so many parts of this had to kind of fall in place. The offensive line gave Caleb enough protection there in the second half. Everybody in the stands knew he was going to have to throw it and, you know, get us back into this deal. And even though, you know, Herb Street and those guys are saying, well, they're trying to stay balanced and all that. And, you know, give Ben Johnson credit. He did not panic. And he didn't throw it, you know, the run game to the wind and just start slinging it. We stayed in some sort of a balanced attack. And the next thing you know, we just kept churning out a few points, getting a stop, going back, churning out a few points. But, you know, so many times in the red zone, having to turn around and kick a field goal, I thought it was going to be the end of us and be, you know, the thing that comes back and bites you. Somehow, some way, this little team just kept chugging, and they persevered.
Time now for the game-changing moment brought to you by the Muller family of dealerships and locations in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. You just alluded to it. Just out of halftime, the fact is that the Bears' defense stiffened and was able to force a couple of three and outs, and that really showed this team that they were still in it.
Yeah, and you know, OB was howling about the fact that the Packers were being so basic, you know, trying to run out the clock, just saying, okay, we've got a lead, we're not going to be threatened, and they kind of lost focus, and then, you know, whatever it was, they would run it a time or two, then would get a third down stop, and then, hey, here we go. We didn't make them punt until the second half. And, you know, against the 49ers, we didn't make them punt until the third quarter. In the Detroit game, we didn't make them punt until the third. Somehow, some way, this defense figures it out at halftime, and they come back and make adjustments.
Well, Danny, sooner or later, us not being ready to play. And, folks, when you score 3 points, again, in the playoff game, in the first quarter and second quarter, you have a total of 3 points. And this is a situation that's been going all year. And I'll tell you, sooner or later, Danny, in the playoffs, somewhere, that might jump up and bite us big time. We're not going to play teams that are going to fall apart in the second half. I mean, they come in with a lead going in the third quarter, and they fall apart. They do stupid things. And I mean, I can't believe what the hell they were thinking about tonight. I'm talking about the Packers, the plays they were calling. And again, there's something deep going on here. But, I'm not kidding. I truly believe that.
All right, let's head out to the phones and listen to what the fans have to say here tonight. Let's go out to McHenry and say hi to Bob. Bob, you're first up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I don't know if you remember, about a month ago, I called in and suggested that maybe the Bears might have angels in the backfield.
Bob, remember that? You okay. Don't have to convince me.
Well, I'll tell you, Andy and OB, you were both all in. Hamp was a skeptic. Oh, you get a little faith, Hamp.
I got to tell you, I would not have believed this. And you know, with everybody, you know, gambling now, everybody in the world would have put their house on the Packers at halftime. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk that we could have shook off
nobody.
That horrible first
nobody.
Half and come back and win?
Correct.
Not just get in a game. And you know what? You could tell Herb Street and Michaels, they were skeptics going, well, the Bears have certainly made it interesting, thinking, oh, it's just a matter of time till Green Bay puts their foot on our throat.
Bob,
it didn't happen.
Yeah. Their field goal kicker misses.
Two field goals. And an extra point.
And an extra point.
That's 7 points.
When, in the name of what's right and true about this game, has that happened? It's such an important game on top of it. He missed two field goals. And how the hell do you miss an extra point? That I'm telling you, there's nobody going to convince me otherwise.
It's either the Pope or Virginia. That's all I can tell you.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I have never seen anything even close to this. It defies whatever the hell is defied. I mean, it doesn't miss a trick here. You can't go game after game after game, come back with there's no time left on the clock, and comes down to a last play in 7-8 games in a row, and you're winning them when you're behind every one of them, and you can't score a point in the first quarter, you can't score a point in the second quarter, and the other team puts points up, and you come back. No time left on the clock, and you win.
5,500 days.
My Lord God Almighty. Again, what do you think is going to happen to that field goal kicker?
What's going to happen to Matt LaFleur?
Yeah, that's a good question, too.
Yeah, I mean,
he might get fired.
Well, I'm telling you, the way that thing went down and they collapsed.
The second half calls that he played, his running plays and passing plays, what the hell was this guy thinking about?
It's beyond bizarre.
All right, we got about a minute, so we can sneak in one more call here before we go to our break. South Haven, Michigan, we'll say hi to Steve. Steve, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Yeah, what happened is Virginia told Dad to go upstairs in the press box, and I'll start calling the plays. You can't tell me this isn't divine intervention.
I agree. Steve, you don't need to convince me, buddy. I'm right with you.
Well, good luck, guys. It's been fun.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate the phone call.
It's not over, Steve.
This is the truth.
We got another one next week.
I'm going to tell you. See, here's Steve.
What are they going to do for an encore?
Here's Steve, a fan. And calling in, and the way he spoke, even the tone in Steve's voice, you can't commit. Something is going on.
Yep.
Something, seriously, there's something going on. You can't do what's going on here and tell me that's even remotely correct.
All right, we're with you till midnight here tonight. 31-27, Bears miraculously come back and win this one over the Packers to advance to next weekend in the NFC playoffs. That was Ben Johnson in his introductory press conference when he took over as the Bears coach, saying that he enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice.
And he did it again.
Maybe not both times in the regular season, but you know what the heck, it counts here in the playoffs as well. 31-27, Bears win. Happen OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
All right, guys, we're going to get right to the phones. But guys, think about this. We were down 21-3 at halftime. Their quarterback threw 4 touchdowns. They were 3-for-3 in the red zone. They held us to 2-of-6 on fourth down. They forced our quarterback into two interceptions on those fourth down plays. They gave up less than 100 yards, less than 3.5 yards per carry. And we win. We win. It's unbelievable. I got to tell you, those people from Green Bay, they got to be just, you know, shaking their heads all the way back.
They got to be wondering about the future of their kicker and their head coach at this point, because that was not a good display in the second half.
I'm not really a betting man. Okay, I'll guarantee you that kicker is gone tomorrow. He's gone tomorrow. You can't keep a kid like that on a team. You know, that's you're not paid to miss.
Nope.
Okay, and I don't miss two field makeable field goals, and you miss an extra point. Gone.
Yep, two field goals and a missed extra point. And at the end of the day, that 10-second runoff was huge.
Oh, that was big, too.
That was huge. It two more shots they would have had. I got to tell you, there is something happening.
We're just getting word, too, from Soldier Field. T.J. Edwards is out for the rest of the playoffs, out for the season, suffering an ankle injury.
And it was just a freak accident. It was awful.
Jack, what did you say about Trapillo? He's out. Looks like he may be gone as well. We'll have to get to the severity of his injury. He hobbled off the last series that the Bears had on offense and was replaced by Theo Benedep. We'll try to get to the bottom of that.
Jump on the callers.
Yep, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go out to Fox Lake and say hi to Brian. Brian, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, sir, I told you a couple weeks ago that you guys would kick the Packers' asses, and I'm glad that we did so tonight. My question tonight was, how does a head coach go into halftime and talk their team into getting this team in position to win this football game tonight? Because it seems like they were dead in the water, come out of halftime, did a great job. And if you could give, like, an example of Mike Dicker or Papa Bear, please do so. Thank you.
Thanks, Brent.
Well, first and foremost, I think, the young man has a lot of confidence in his plan and his organizational skills. And he probably, he didn't panic. You could tell the entire game on the halftime, down 21-3, he was unbelievably calm. And at the end of the day, the players bailed him out. They really did. Because I think Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson was the reason we were in the hole. But in the second half, you know, things happened. And next thing you know, here we come.
Well, we finally opened up the offense, Dan, running and passing the second half. The first half, what did we pass for? 78 yards. Second half, 183 yards. 183 yards. And I'm going to tell you, Swift ran for 54 very purposeful yards. And so was Manungai. Whenever he ran, it was a positive. He ran for a total of 27. But I'll tell you what. Let's go to the next caller because I can't believe we're winning these games, but we're winning them, and it's not because we've been playing four quarters of great football. That's not even close to what the hell's been going on.
All right, let's go out to Sin City, Las Vegas. Add a Ken. Ken, you're up with Happen to Be. Go ahead.
Hey guys, I was at the Circa Sportsbook. Me and 1,000 of my closest friends, the place just erupted. It was filled with Bears fans. And I thought an earthquake was happening inside the place. It was shaking like crazy. I guess I'm going to mirror what everybody else is saying and what Hamp and OB have been saying. Concerned about, you can't play football like this coming into the playoffs.
Correct.
And come from behind. You just can't. And, you know, I know they spent a lot of time, you know, restructuring the O-line and everything, and I know that he's got a job to do in the offseason this year. But I thought DeMarco Jackson and Hippolyte, I thought they filled in pretty good. You know, I said to my son, you know, if you make it to the NFL, Dan and OB, maybe you can confirm this. If you're an NFL player, you're qualified to play at this level. You just have to step up. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, Ken, one thing, you just made a little mistake. Hippolyte didn't even play.
No, he was inactive.
He was inactive. Yep.
Ken. I thought he was out there. I thought Ruben went out there.
No, he was inactive.
Oh, sorry.
All good, but your point is well taken, Ken.
Well, DeMarco Jackson is a perfect example. Played at Appalachian State, bounced around on a bunch of different squads, given an opportunity. He's played super. He really has played super.
All right, let's take one more in before we hit our next break, and let's go out to Carrie and say hi to Ed. Ed, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Bob, actually.
I'm sorry, but, Bob, go ahead. I had Ed on my screen. Maybe our boy Sammy was thinking about Ed Obradovich.
Oh, well, I was thinking about Ed, too. I can't believe it either, Ed, about what I've been seeing. But
it's unbelievable,
I'm starting
Bob.
To think about next week. So my question is for the Bears coaches, players, and you two, Dan and OB. Okay, now that we know what the Bears did at the first half, the last two games, and including tonight, what do you do in game preparation for the next game to prevent this first half debacle, lack of hungriness, and more aggressiveness out of these players? I'm just baffled. We can't put up with this and win these next playoff games coming up. So what are your suggestions? I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well, two, Bob, thank you.
Two things. Number one, obviously, we're not look, the players, and, you know, Tyrique Stevenson was loafing out there on a couple of plays. We saw DJ Moore not really finish his routes. He comes up with a big play there at the end. But at the end of the day, you've got to understand how important every play is in this game. Every play is the ball game. You just don't know which one is going to be the deciding factor. Now, we scored a total of 6 points in the first three quarters of this game. Think about that. 6 points in the first three quarters.
Last week, three.
Yes. And go back to the first
game. Zero. What am I talking about?
Yeah, it was zero last week.
0 points for three quarters.
So obviously that is the $100,000 question to these coaches. How do you get, you know, I used to have racehorses with Buddy Ryan and all this, and he used to laugh that he would put a horse in a trailer and drive it around for an hour and then run it because it would kind of make him think, okay, now here's your opportunity to run. Well, we may need to scrimmage in the parking lot before the kickoff next week because, hey, we're not ready to play until we're down 21-3. It's crazy.
That's basically been going on all year, Bob. That it truly has been. And if you were watching, it's not like three games, four games, and then we come alive in the first and second quarter and third quarter. No, it's been that way all year. And again, I really don't know how to explain this. I have never seen, nor have I ever heard of what's been going on in the NFL, and it just happens to be the Chicago Bears doing it. What they're doing is unheard of. It's impossible, and we're doing the impossible. I don't know what the hell else to say. You can't say, well, the coaches got them ready, because they certainly have not gotten this team ready to play. The numbers tell you that. And all of a sudden, everybody's got to come alive, basically, in the fourth quarter, and the other team somehow falls asleep at the switch. That's what's been going on. I don't know what the hell to tell you, folks. I just don't.
All right. We'll let you regroup and get your thoughts together here. The Bears win at 31-27 over the Packers, erasing an 18-point deficit at the half.
Jordan Love threw the ball 46 times tonight. Caleb threw it 48 times. There were 94 passes tonight in this football game.
Yep.
The only
this
problem
is crazy.
And our guy only completed half of them. Half of the passes, folks.
Yep.
Half of 48 passes.
All right, we need to get to a timeout here. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It's the great Al Michaels on the call. 31-27 Bears the win. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Time now for Who Brought It Today? It's sponsored by the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. And hard to argue with, yeah, and I know it was 24 of 48, but Caleb Williams, 361 yards through the air, two touchdowns, and, of course, the two interceptions. But the fourth quarter belonged to Caleb.
Yeah, it was off the charts. And, folks, and again, you got to tip the cap. The kids said, you know, for the last two, 3 weeks, they talk about, you know, this miracle come from behind type effort that has now become the norm. He says, I'm built for this. And I was mocking it in the second, third quarter. Well, I guess we're going to have to need it. Well, guess what? The kid did it. He came from behind. They scored 24 points in the fourth quarter to steal a victory at home in the playoffs. Unbelievable.
Let me just update the injuries too. We're getting a little more clarity on the TJ Edwards situation. It's a fibula fracture. He is done for the season. It sounds like Ozzie Trapillo is done for the year as well. Ben Johnson at the podium saying that it was a patella tendon situation. Trapillo hobbled off the field late in that fourth quarter. It was replaced by Theo Benedet, but it looks like two big players, especially one on offense and one on defense, are not going to be around for the Bears next weekend, whoever they play.
Well,
Doesn't matter.
Well, I got to tell you, TJ missed, 7 weeks in the middle of the season?
He did.
And Trapillo came out of nowhere. You know, Theo Benedet played 3, 4, 5 starts. You know, it wasn't the end of the world. So next man up, as you say, OB.
Absolutely. And you try to wrap your head around this, folks. And Danny and I get obviously very much involved in professional football, obviously. And I have tried to search and seek and try to find an answer as to what in God's name has been going on. How can you play a half, three quarters of football and put up 0 points, and maybe after three quarters you might put up 3 points, you might put up 6 points, and you win the football game more often than not with no time or the last play of the game? And that's how you're winning those games. We've done it, what, seven times? And that's after six, it was an NFL record. No team has ever done that. And you talk to people, and I'm getting texts here from people. What is it, OB, you know? And the only thing that I can tell you, and I truly believe this, and I'm not trying to make fun, and I'm not trying to be some kind of a soothsayer or whatever. I'm telling you, there's something going on here. Something really different going on. What's happening here with the Bears and the football gods, you talk about being on the Bears side. How the hell can you come back from being almost annihilated for the last 6, 7, 8 games, and at the last play, the last second, no seconds, you win? No.
Yeah.
There's something really
Ben Johnson's got a Ouija board in his back pocket.
You got more than a Ouija board.
All right, let's go back out of the phones. Say hi to Scott. Scott, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Guys, I just want to say great show as usual, but I want to compliment the fans. I've been going to these for 40 years, and they were super loud, and number one, they did not sell their tickets. There were barely any Green Bay fans there. So let's keep it going for the next one. It's the loudest game since 1985 when you beat the Rams. Hamp. This is JK's friend Scott. You guys are the best. Keep it rolling. Go Bears.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, the one difference is that so far is that the Bears annihilated every team they played. Annihilated.
Shutouts.
Yeah, and I meant to mention the fans earlier. It was astonishing how loud they were, and then in the second quarter, everybody was deflated, but nobody left. Nobody left because they knew what was possible, and they stayed. And I got to tell you, we won the Super Bowl, 80,000 people in the stadium. I bet 500,000 people told me we were there. I'll guarantee you, yeah, there's going to be 1 million people say, I was at the Bears game when they beat the Packers in the playoffs. Hadn't happened in, 85 years?
Yep. It's been a long time. 312-981-7200. Let's go out to Sycamore and say hi to Bill. Bill, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Yes, Hampton OB. I'm with you all year. I was cussing the Bears, what they were doing. And I wasn't high on the quarterback. I think I've come around on him. But I was always high on the coach. I'm glad, thank God, we got a decent coach finally. But think they weren't so good with the play calling in the first half. And what happened? When they let him go and start throwing passes, that's when he started scoring and making yards in the second half. The first half was three plays up the middle and punt. Three plays up the middle and punt. So I think there's some play calling problems that I think they got a clean house here over the in between the year here after the season's over, and we'll be a heck of a lot better next year.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Everything you said was true. And the really crazy part is normally you dig yourself a hole like that and you get buried. And the next thing you know, everybody's, you know, calling for your pelt. Well, guess what? This guy, he's Teflon man. Caleb Williams has been able to pull these miraculous come from behind efforts for wins. And even in the two games we lost, you know, coming into the playoffs, we were firing into the end zone against the 49ers to win. We were firing into the end zone against Detroit. So I the whole thing is astonishing. But I got to tell you, this is a year unlike any other I've ever seen, ever.
We want to thank Jake Melnix for the great food spread they provided with us here today. As we watched the ball game, we were throwing wings in the first half, and then we were eating them in the second.
what he was saying, you know, how they were cussing the coach. Nobody does that worse than me and OB.
We were
screaming and calling everybody names. But astonishingly, at the end of the game, we're clapping. It's unbelievable.
Big thanks again is 41 East Superior, where Melnix is located. They have great Bears game day specials, Saturday and Sunday brunch selections as well. And their new wing of the month, the flavor for January, is the sweet and sour wings. So make sure you add them to your order next time you're at Jake's. Head to jakemelnix.com to get yourself all of the information. It is time now for Dan Hampton's Defensive Player of the Game, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys, you know, we're going to change it up a little bit because, you know, Kyler Gordon came back and he got wore out a bunch. Hey, Jalen Johnson got wore out. Hey, our defensive line, Montez Sweat didn't make an impact. A lot of guys were really just there. There was no definitive player. I think Dennis Allen has to get it by default, finding a way to patch this thing together and come up with a bunch of stops in the second half. So we'll give it to the coach, Dennis Allen.
That's fair enough. Held the Packers at just 6 points in the second half, nothing in the third, and that was so pivotal, especially the fact that, you know, Green Bay had the ball late in that first half and had the ball coming out of halftime, and we mentioned in our game-changing moment as well, the 2-3 and outs were absolutely huge.
Well, actually, there was three.
Three of them, yeah.
We forced them to punt, actually, the first four times they got the ball in the second half, we forced them to punt, and then they score a touchdown, then they miss a field goal, and then it was over.
All right, back to the phones. Let's go out to Riverside, and Francesca is with us. Francesca, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. First of all, I just want to tell you I'm a long, long-time Bears fan, and I've watched both of you play. Big fans of both of you guys.
Thank you, dear.
As well as the Chicago Bears. I was a little concerned, as I have been throughout the season, because I am a Ben Johnson fan. But there are some things that really concern me about the play calling. Now, he answered this question to one of the commentators at halftime when he answered about the reason that he went with the 4th and 4 when the Bears were on their 38-yard line, their own 38. And he said that, well, you know, home field advantage, and he wants to be aggressive offensively. But isn't there a difference between aggressive and stupid? Because we weren't doing anything on either side of the ball then. The defense wasn't playing well at all. They weren't able to stop them at that point in the game in the first half. And the offense wasn't moving with any rhythm or anything. So I didn't understand why he would take such a chance as that. And, of course, it turned into the Packers' third touchdown. So I was very upset with that 4th and 4 call. What did you guys think about that? I was pulling my hair out.
Well, we went for it on fourth down six times. I mean, it's obvious. Yeah. When you dig yourself in a hole like we were, he was, you know, desperately seeking some modicum of success, trying to get another first down, trying to find a way to perpetuate a drive. And obviously,
he's trying to find a way to dig himself out of a hole that he put the team in.
Amen. And again, he has supreme confidence, not only in his play calling, but his preparation. And he thinks he's going to be able to convert those. You never call a play if you don't think you can, but I agree. And if he hadn't done it on our own 38, you know, that was almost a give up move where Green Bay went right down and scored another touchdown. And if he hadn't have done that, punted it away, who knows? Maybe we would have only been down 14-3 at half. But that's the way he was playing cards, and he was hitting on 17.
All right, let's go out to Elmwood Park and say hi to Mike. Mike, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, Hampton OB, do you think the Bears have a chance against they play L.A. or they play Seattle? I'm not too sure.
It's either the Rams or the Eagles, depending on what Philadelphia does tomorrow.
Okay. Do you guys think the Bears – I hope they don't sit back like they did today, because I saw that game in the first half, and I agree with the woman. I was pulling my hair out. Why does it take them so long to figure things out?
Coaching. That's your answer, Mike. It's coaching. Okay? And what that shows you, you look at the stats, and the stats don't lie. That's coaching. That's having that team ready to play. And the unbelievable thing that I cannot wrap my head around, my arms around, whatever, is what's going on in the second half. Unbelievable things are happening that there are no answers for. There are no answers, but they're happening as positives for us. It's play after play in the third quarter, and especially in the fourth quarter, especially with 2 minutes to go. And I have no answers but to say what I've said 100 times. I'd be deadly damned. There is something going on. I could see one or two. But what, 7 or 8 now?
7.
No, 7. No. There's something going on here. Something really strange going on.
Look, we threw the ball 48 times. There is no game plan on earth that Ben Johnson
and
wants
to... And he only completed 50% of them.
Exactly.
He was 50% throwing a ball into the stands.
But we were trying to run, and we couldn't have success. So finally, he grudgingly said, all right, let's open it up and let Caleb be Caleb. And to his credit, the kid comes up with 24-point production in the fourth quarter. And again, we're not going to go into next week's game thinking we're going to throw it 48, 50 times. No, he wants to be balanced. He wants to run it 25 and throw it 25. But hey, sometimes you just got to throw the game plan out in the second half. That's what he did and said, the hell with it. Let's go.
All right, moving right along. Let's go out to Texas and say hi to Edwin. Edwin, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. I just wanted to throw these stats at you guys, if it's okay. I think y'all love them.
Go ahead.
Okay, very good. 2011, this is all halftime. This is our fourth consecutive game against 2011 Packers, 0 points at halftime. 2018, Eagles, 6 points at halftime. 2020, Saints, 3 points at halftime. This year, 3 points again. So how on God's green earth did we produce a Music City miracle of our own? That's my question.
Hey, when you find out, call us.
Yes, please.
Because we're stealing again, and I hate to say it, and I know you're going to think that, oh, I'm going to be sleeping in Caleb Williams' pajamas tonight. But that kid, he had a different gear in the third and fourth quarter. Actually, the fourth quarter.
Danny, he also, you be fair about it, you see 50% of his passes, they were off target. They weren't even close to the receivers.
But somehow, somewhere, you know, the pass where he was throwing off balance.
It's getting done.
And he threw it to Dunze to, you know, keep the drive going. Then he put the, you know, put a strike in there for DJ at the end. You know, he was hitting Caleb, Loveland on some beautiful throws. You know, he's maddening at times. But there's something about the kid. He you know, they're calling him Mr. Ice. I got a stat sheet right here that says, 24 come from behind points in the fourth quarter. Maybe he is Mr. Ice. You ever think of that?
Did I ever think of that? Hello. Hey,
well, we just heard the gentleman talk about how ineffective our offense has been in all these playoff games. Well, guess what? We didn't have Caleb in all the other ones. We got him in this one tonight.
All right, stay in the city. Let's go. Let's say hi to Zane. Zane, you're up with Happ and OB. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to say I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
But I'm here to talk up Caleb Williams. I mean, this guy deserves it. This is the first real quarterback we have had as a city since, I mean, I'm younger. My first memory, honestly, one of my first memories is Devin Hester taking that kick back in the Super Bowl in 06. But since then, we've had nothing but garbage at quarterback. And now we got a guy who's top 10 in yards, top 10 in touchdowns. He can run the ball, and I don't think I've seen anyone better in the fourth quarter. I mean, we as Bears fans know the demons that the Packers have put upon us, and this guy looks like Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter.
Well,
game after game, seven times this year, he keeps doing it. He puts the team on his back. I just want to – this is our guy.
I agree with you.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You know, and everybody wants to go, oh, well, is he the F word? The franchise, well, who's to say he's not? We've got another game next week. You know, well, he'll either be the hero or the goat. Let's hope.
One thing, Zane.
We don't get in a hole.
The one thing that you might have forgot about a little bit, which is helping Caleb, which is helping him in the second half. It's our offensive line. It's our offensive line. The five guys up front, I'll tell you, they're making it happen. That's how it's getting done. They're protecting our quarterback, and they're letting us run the football and making the plays we have to make, and it's all from the five guys. Because if you don't have them, none of this, if you don't have those five guys up front, none of what you saw would be happening. I don't care how good the quarterback is. No quarterback is that great without the five guys up front.
All right, 31-27, Bears get the win in comeback fashion against the Green Bay Packers, and we'll live to fight another day. It's either going to be next Saturday or Sunday, depending on how the schedule breaks down. So the Bears will either play the Eagles if the Eagles win tomorrow.
I hope it's the Eagles.
Or they'll play the Rams if the 49ers win tomorrow. That's how things will shake down. And again, schedules will be announced after the games tomorrow.
I hope it's the Eagles, Andy.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens here. We'll take a time out here. Happ and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Football Fancy's back. Longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovic. For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side. That's head coach Ben Johnson after the game, saying that they did hear a little chatter coming up from the
Well, the Packers
Lambeau
were calling
them
out, saying, hey, we want the Bears.
Yep.
We want them.
Happ and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. They got the Bears.
Be careful of what you wish for.
The Packers are heading home. 31-27, the Bears win it.
You know, and again, their quarterback has a 103.9 rating, threw four touchdowns, was only sacked one time. And we won the game. We won the game. And you know what? We kicked a field goal on the opening drive. And then the second and third quarter, we went interception, downs, field goal, interception. Before the fourth quarter, where we go field goal, touchdown. Who would have believed it if you hadn't seen it?
You know what? And again, he attempted 48 passes and completed half of them, 24. And his rating, quarterback rating, was 71. The losing quarterback, his rating was 103. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I guess you could say stats are for the losers.
If there's ever been a stat sheet for the losers, this is one right here.
All right, let's get back out of the phone lines and go to Palatine and say hi to Linda. Linda, you're up with Amp and OB. Go ahead. Linda, are you there?
Linda.
All right, Linda's gone.
She's gone?
I think so. We'll put her back on hold and see if we can reestablish connection with Linda out there in Palatine. In the meantime, let's remind you again of what could happen next weekend. Again, it's not a guarantee yet because we don't know what the schedule will be, but the NFL owns Saturday and Sunday for next weekend between the AFC and the NFC. There'll be one AFC game and one NFC game on each of those 2 days. And depending on what happens tomorrow, now if the Eagles win, the Bears will get the Eagles here at Soldier Field. If the 49ers happen to win, the Bears will host the Rams. So that's the two possibilities for next weekend.
Wow. That's interesting. Between the two, I'd rather see the Eagles. I'd rather see the Eagles.
But think about this. Jalen Hurts was the only quarterback in the NFL that won his division again this year.
You can have him.
That's true.
I'm just saying, for whatever, you know, reason they fell apart there in the middle of the season, they've started playing better.
All right, we've reestablished connection with Linda out in Palatine. Go ahead, Linda, you're up with Hammond OB. We have not reached. Oh, hang on.
I'm here.
Okay, there you go, Linda. Go ahead.
I'm here. Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Linda.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, Mr. Hampton, I want to apologize to you for years ago when you called in at 720 on WGN before Bob Surratt. We were out at Govert, and you were talking about football. And my question to you was, why don't you be a coach? And people thought I was being flippant, but I wasn't. I was being serious. So if you took me as being flippant, I apologize.
No worries. No worries.
Okay, but anyway, my theory is I think that the Bears are trying to read the plays on the other teams, and once they get it down pat, that's when they kick it into gear, and that's when they get going.
It's a nice theory. But I'm not so sure, Linda, that it's a workable theory. It's a theory that you could take from week to week to week. You've got to start this game out right from the get-go. You know, you have so many this camp, that camp, every other camp you could think of leading up to the season. You have 3 exhibition games, and you got to be ready. You got to be ready.
And we did nothing throughout camp and the preseason. We had almost the entire starting offense and defense
watching.
That's
why when we started out the season, we went 0-2. We lost the first 2 games.
Yep. But miraculously, the head coach recognized, you know, his foibles and pulled the team out of that nosedive, and they put together this remarkable season. And the other part about this is, yes, Caleb was hot, and we scored – you know, 24 points in the fourth quarter. Who's to say you can count on the other team's kicker missing 2 field goals? He only attempted 2.
And an extra point.
And an extra point. And the extra point was huge.
Oh, yeah.
They were down there. They could have kicked a tying field goal. We would have went into overtime. Who knows what would have happened? All that, you know, we had a couple of critical injuries where, you know, we were kind of a couple of men down. But, hey, something's going on. I'm not the one to question it. I'm just here watching it, and just like most of you, I can't believe it.
I'll tell you what, Dan. You think that field goal kicker, the extra point kicker,
he's gone
for Green Bay? You think he's going to be on that team?
No.
And within okay.
Yeah, it was a 48 and a 52. Today's NFL, you got to make at least one of those, if not both.
And how the hell do you miss an extra point?
No, I mean, that's
the, you got to work hard at it.
Yeah, that's and I got to tell you, you know, we had a caller talk about the crowd, you know, the fans, the noise level, and he said it was the loudest he's heard in 40 years.
Yeah, Al Michaels.
And I told you, you know, there's a vibe that the people of Chicago, the fans across the nation, they sense it. And, you know, we're right on top of it. Maybe we haven't got it yet, but they kind of sniff something special. Now we're going to have, Another big game next week. Can we go on a hole 21-3 at halftime against either the Rams or the Eagles and win? Everybody on planet Earth would say no.
I'll tell you what. If it's the Eagles, if that's who we wind up playing here in Soldier Field, we're going to win that game. I'm making that prediction right now. Okay. The other two teams, 49ers, Rams, I'm not so sure about their. But the Eagles, we can beat the Eagles.
All right, so the game times have been announced, but the games themselves, the days that the Bears are going to play, haven't been. So there's going to be a 3:30 and a 7 o'clock on Saturday, and a 2 o'clock and a 5:30 on Sunday. So they'll fit into one of those time frames, depending on exactly who they're playing and what the other situation in the AFC is as well.
Will be the last game, whatever it is. I'll guarantee
you. You love that, don't you?
Oh, yes, I really do. Yuck.
But think about it, folks. This kind of drama, and I said in the third quarter, I said, you know who's happiest about the way this game is being played out? The networks. This is magic, and people will tune in across the nation, even if you're not a Bear fan.
Yep.
They're going to, the word will get out. And like I said 10 minutes ago, you know, he calls himself, or the players are calling him, the Iceman. Who's to say he's not? Everybody wants to see, you know, if he is the Iceman. I got to tell you, the kid, he's got it going. You can say what you want, and he was off target. He had 15 balls that a high school quarterback could have thrown better, but Danny, Caleb scored 24 in the fourth quarter to win.
Okay, everybody on that offense is stepping up to the plate. We have two super running backs. We
Where were they in the first half?
Offensive linemen.
Same guys. They were, we only scored three
we
points.
We have two tight. That's the system. That's the system.
The system kicked in the fourth quarter because
well, that's
of Caleb.
Well, because they changed. We start out every game. It's right in front of you, Dan.
But I'm just saying, that same offensive line, those same wide receivers tight end.
What, you're telling me that offensive line is not good enough?
No, I'm saying.
Are you serious?
They were part of the problem in the first half. I'm just saying.
Everybody was a part. And who, you know who the big problem was? Our coaches. That's who the big problem was.
They
didn't put them in position to go out and attack and move and score. That's who did it, Danny.
They were
not the players, the coaches.
They were just baiting the trap.
All right. Bears win. Survive to see another day. We'll have another show for you sometime next weekend. Stay tuned to WGN, and we'll let you know exactly what time that is and who they're going to be playing. Big thanks to Sammy and Jack and Tony, Brett, Krista, and Adam as well. Next Saturday or Sunday, it's either the Eagles or the Rams at Soldier Field. We appreciate you listening tonight. 31-27, Bears come from behind to win it. Hampton OB has been sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.